www.TheWeatherTV.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com as we roll here in hour number three in the program. Again, you can bring up anything. Most of the calls have been centering around the Freedom Couch Odyssey that I've been experiencing over the past several months, which sort of, I guess the zenith or the apex was, that's both at the top, right? The zenith?
I believe that's the case.
Both of that happened over the weekend when I was put in a prison cell, a jail cell, for the entirety of the weekend, which was originally supposed to be a 93-day sentence. I think much thanks to many of the activists out there, both here in New Hampshire and around the world, thanks to them, the sentence was shortened. Plus, I did give the judge, or Justice Burke, here in the Keene District Court, what he wanted by giving him a little bit of obedience, bowing down and apologizing for my behavior on Friday so I could get out and be back with my girlfriend and everything could be somewhat back to normal. But boy, has everything blown up in a major way. The coverage on the internet is tremendous. The activism, I think, that has been sparked from this has been amazing. It's certainly more than would have happened had he just let this all blow over and let me walk out of that courtroom. If he let me walk out, there wouldn't have been as much to talk about. There wouldn't have been these outrageous violations of freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom to not speak, the freedom to incriminate oneself, all of these things. I mean, so many violations, so much to discuss. Your calls, we go to them here, and if we get a chance, we'll share with you. By the way, we'll talk about the lady that actually originally complained about the couch being out in the yard in the first place, and if we get a chance, share with you the letter that I wrote to Justice Burke that he actually suggested might have been threatening towards him. Or the court, I guess. He was writing as the court, not himself, in his little order that he sent me over the weekend while I was in jail. But first, let's go to your phone calls. Kevin in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kevin.
Guys.
Hey there.
I just wanted to point something out, and I guess this is more for the people who are going the official route, but in New Hampshire, there's something called the Judicial Conduct Committee, and I'm staring at their webpage, and I did post this online a few places, but since nobody had brought it up, I thought I'd mention it. So
okay.
It's a big URL to get to it, but if you just type in NH Judicial Conduct Committee into Google, you'll come right to it. So basically, this appears to be the official way to complain about a judge's conduct, and they have a, you know, they have an address you can write to. There's a phone number here. They have a complete set, a code of judicial conduct which you can read through. You know, the rules that judges are supposed to play by, you know, but, you know, they're just emphasizing, you know, that the judges have to appear impartial and fair to maintain the public's confidence in the system, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm going to be writing a letter to them tomorrow, and I thought some other people might want to
I appreciate that. Did you post that over the Free Keene forum or NHFree.com?
I put it up on the Free Ian Facebook group.
There's so much out there.
But you didn't know you had one, did you?
Right. I think I spotted a link to it somewhere. There's so many links and so much to cover here.
Dave Ridley had independently found it and put it up on any free. I don't know if it's made it to Free Keene
or not. Super. I thank you for that, Kevin. And any other thoughts?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So much to... I mean, I can't even determine all of the activism that was happening over the weekend as a result of this.
A lot of people are energized.
And it's why I say that if I had been a single man and did not have to be concerned about having a loved one that was, you know, sort of on the rocks as a result of this, I would have stuck it out. And it would have been very interesting to see how long they would have stuck with that 93-day sentence, because I could only imagine that the activism would continue to ramp up over time. I mean, all they had was a weekend to respond to this, and there was like a website generated and videos and blog posts and phone calls coming into the court, phone calls coming into the jail. So, I mean, it was amazing, and I thank you all so much for getting behind me, and I think that that's the kind of activism that you can expect when you get here to New Hampshire, especially as more of us are here. I mean, even on the day of the trial, it was only like 5 or 6 people that turned out for it. But it was 1:30 in the afternoon, and there really aren't that many people that live in the Keene area. So if there are more people, as sort of a larger pool of activists to pull from, then more people will be able to turn out on short notice for things like this. And I'd like to encourage everybody who is in the New Hampshire area to come out on November 12th for the time when Toby Island from Free Minds TV and I will both be in the very same Keene District Court on freedom of assembly issue. So I don't know what Toby's plan is for that, but we can probably have a pretty similar one now, considering I have to sort of go along to get along. And so we'll try to work the system and play the system and bring up the Constitution and the right to the freedom to assemble and see if they can prove their case that it was indeed Toby and I that was behind the entire Freedom Fest affair, which was essentially a unpermitted freedom event where
should be interesting to prove, considering it wasn't so.
Yeah, got to where people got to gather on this one particular area on one day, and the police came out to harass us again. Claiming they had a complaint, complaining that somebody had...
I bet it's another city bureaucrat.
You better believe
this. This is a conflict of interest. I'm sorry, the city bureaucrats complaining to the city about people not following the city's rules? It's disgusting.
Well, how would some average Keniac, how would they know that an unpermitted event was being held at Railroad Square?
Only
a city bureaucrat would know that. So the entire thing is a huge scam. There's no consent involved in this. All these people are men and women doing business with a threat of violence, and they need to be opposed. Not violently, but peacefully. And the more activists we have, the more various different peaceful solutions and unintended consequences for these government folks are going to come up.
And this is the favor that we're doing them, because the fact is, when a government gets to the point where it's no longer listening to the people, then the people are going to rise up against that government. I mean, that happens all over the world. Governments, every government that you read about historically it's been overthrown in some way or another. A lot of them violently. And in the American Revolution, prior to this, they killed...
Tar and feathering.
They tortured city officials and the king's men and that kind of thing. All I want to do is say, hey, back up, man. Whoa. You're getting a little crazy here with your couch rules.
Take it easy. Let's go to your phone calls. Talk to Andrew in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
I wanted to ask you regarding the case you and Toby are doing for the Freedom to Assemble, the King Freedom Fest. Are you planning to get a lawyer for that?
It's up in the air right now. I don't know. I mean, I don't like the idea of putting a bunch of money into this crap. That's one of the things that I have a problem with as far as lawyers are concerned. And that's one of the things with the appeal. I believe the appeal process even costs money as well. I don't want to give these guys any extra damn money. I mean, it's bad enough that I'm going to go and pay a $120 fine over this. And it's worse enough that I'm going to have to pay property taxes the same day. I'm just going to pay these people $2,800 for half a year property taxes. So I'm paying the very same bureaucrat that started this entire situation. It's outrageous.
I know there's several free state lawyers. I'm sure they'd be willing to help out. I don't know free. I don't know how lawyers work.
If they want to step up,
cost a lot, but I'm sure there's some willing to reduce the charge considerably to help you out if that's the case.
If they would like to step up, certainly it'll get them some publicity at the very least. I mean, we can talk about money, but I just don't like the idea of putting money out on this. And I think that's a pretty straightforward case. I mean, it's freedom of assembly. What are they going to do about that?
Well, it's a straightforward case, but it would be helpful for you and your cause. I mean, from my perspective, at least, if you're going to go there, I mean, you're already consenting just by showing up. You're getting involved in the system just by being there.
That's time, if you don't show up, then you get a failure to appear, and then with guns come and throw you into the
court. No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying you're already going to go there. You're going to be there. You're going to talk. You're going to stand up, and you're going to be involved. You might as well get a lawyer, someone who is talented and educated and knows how to deal within their system to get the result that you want.
Well, I know one of our sponsors. I know one of our sponsors is a New Hampshire lawyer at this point, so maybe he might be interested in that. I don't know. But I know that what's coming up with this freedom of assembly trial, it's actually not a trial. It's going to be a hearing first, and then it would go to a trial. So what's happening on the 12th is a hearing. And who knows, maybe they'll wise up and drop this crap before it even occurs, because if they decide to try to crack down on Toby and I for this, it's just going to get worse for them. So I hope they learn their lesson. Any other thoughts, Andrew?
Yeah, well, I mean, hopefully they do just drop it. That would obviously be the mature, the right thing to do morally. But if that doesn't happen, I mean, just for your sake, I think it would be nice, it would be wise to get a lawyer to just handle the situation the way it's meant to be handled, you know. I mean, dealing with their system, dealing with their epistemology, their standards of language, the language they use that lawyers understand well.
Right, because apparently...
to help you get the result you want.
Right, because when you or I goes in there and tries to ask a flippant question, we get thrown in a damn prison cell.
Exactly.
So,
I mean, you can ask them about the Constitution, but if they're not even obeying it, I mean, that's not going to...
Exactly. They'll say, that's not irrelevant. I don't want to talk about the law or the Constitution in my court. They've said those things over the years to all of the activists out there that have tried things like that, and the difference between them and now is that they never had anybody backing them up. up. And now we do have the
access.
Yeah,
if you get a lawyer to back you up, I'm sure a lawyer will be able to get through to them. I'm pretty sure about that.
Thanks for the call, Andrew. Appreciate the suggestion. 800-259-9231. Definitely need to talk with Toby from Free Minds TV about his plan, see if we can work together on this. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements, purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on Iowa.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything, if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. They include the updates. You get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Just head over to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking to get involved with other young liberty lovers from across the country? Then join BureauCrash and help us fight statism in all its forms at BureauCrash.com. Also, be sure to check out our pro-freedom t-shirts and other swag at the Contraband store. So you can quite literally wear your beliefs on your sleeves. They've got some great,
great shirts.
I do. I've got the one that says capitalism, and it's written like it's in Coke.
I like the integrate one.
I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with that
one. It's got a picture of a family, like, running, you know, like a caution sign running across a border.
Uh-huh.
And it says integrate at the end.
I see.
Awesome.
I like the Better Dead Than Red, but I haven't yet been able to get that one. I'm a big fan of their Contraband that they have.
Yeah.
And
we need more crashing going on, too.
I'm
Bureau Crashing.
A big fan of Bureau Crashing in general.
I'm so glad they're on board.
The president is a Free State Project member.
Pete Iyer.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had, or Air.
Air,
it's pronounced Iyer. Air.
Well,
Pete Air. Cool guy. We've had him on the show at the last Liberty Forum. Or
every
Port
time we
Fest.
Get a chance.
Yeah, he's a cool guy, and I'm sure he'll be back out here in New Hampshire as soon as he gets a chance as well. But wouldn't it be awesome if Bureau Crash's headquarters moved up to New Hampshire? That'd be perfect.
I don't see how it could inevitably not be anyplace else.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. I think they're focusing on D.C. for the time being.
Yeah, well, D.C.'s
about a lost
cause.
Got
some advantages. It's right near George Mason, which is a bit of a vortex for Liberty, too.
All right, 800-259-9231 to Luke calling from Australia Land. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Luke.
How you going?
Hey there. What's on your mind?
How are you?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, basically, I've got a situation here in Queensland, state of Australia. Currently, we have 5% of the state fluoridated by water, and by December next month, basically, we're going to have 54% of the population coverage, and that's not by choice. There was no, you know, ballot or anything. The public
I missed what you said, Luke. Was it 5%? 5% of the state was what? I missed that point.
It's currently covered, but
covered
it's
by
next
what?
Month.
Sounds like
fluoridation in the water.
Oh, fluoridation. I see.
Yeah.
And you're concerned about this?
Well, basically, yeah. They're just basically putting the mass medication to 54% of the population as of next month.
You know, I've heard about the fluoride in the water, and a lot of people are concerned about it. I don't really know if it's
I don't know how good or bad it is. I don't know. But I can tell you that I don't like the idea of the government adding anything to the damn water. It used to be like a byproduct of
petroleum, right?
Something like that. And then they started adding it to the water. What's that about?
It's kind of disturbing, absolutely. And I don't trust the government water, period. I don't know what all they're putting in it, so I run it through a filter, which you can go and get at Walmart for, you know, $20.
I mean, the water I have doesn't have fluoride in it. No one's died there.
That's true. Although the dental assistant that I have swears that people's teeth here are worse than they are elsewhere. I don't know if there's any truth to it. I don't know.
But
I have
here,
no idea.
Well, yeah. Do they not have fluoride in the water here?
Apparently they do not have fluoride in the water up here in New Hampshire.
You got to brush your teeth on a regular basis. Teach your kids to do the same.
That's the most important thing, number one. But, yeah, I see where you're coming from on that, Luke. And I would say the best thing you can do is to filter your water and deal with it that way, because begging the bureaucrats to change their system isn't the most productive of processes. Any other thoughts for us? You there?
He's there.
Luke, any other thoughts?
It just takes a lag.
Yeah, basically, and that internet filter, they're trying to block about 10,000 sites. I can understand all the stuff that was possibly shouldn't be there at all anyway, but we're worried about what else might be taken off.
That one's pretty outrageous. You're talking about the fact that the Australian government is now mandating that all internet service providers put everybody on a blocked internet or an internet blocking filter, which, you know, essentially the government will arbitrarily decide which websites you're going to be able to visit and not at this point. And it's crazy censorship, but that's what's happening. I mean, I'm sure there are going to be ways to sort of tunnel through those things, and the hackers, I'm sure, will be jumping on the spot on ways to do that. But for the most part, most most people are not going to know how to go about those processes, and they're going to have their freedom of information restricted. And that's a real issue that I think people really need to be concerned with. The water thing you can deal with. The internet filters are going to be a little more difficult. Thanks, Luke, for the call, and good luck down there. 800-259-9231. And anybody that thinks that can't happen here in America, just look at what
attention.
Right. Just look at what happened to me on Friday. I mean, they can do what almost anything they want to, and they'd get away with it if it weren't for those darn pesky activists out there actually keeping, you know, keeping the flame of liberty alive and coming here to New Hampshire and getting active. You know, one of the things that Justice Burke here in this Couch Odyssey situation had complained about in his order on defendant's contempt. They gave this to me after I went into the pokey on Friday. I'm not going to read the entire thing, just a quick excerpt here. He says that the defendant, between the arraignment and the scheduled trial date, sent at least two letters that were also confrontational, if not threatening. One of these letters, referring to this case, was sent to the undersigned, that's Edward J. Burke, justice, at his home, a violation of state law. Now, there have been no charges on that particular point, and I'm glad for that. I certainly don't want to deal with more of this garbage. But I'd like to just share that letter with you, because I never did. I've actually talked about doing it, and I never did. And you can decide for yourself if it's threatening. He actually doesn't say it was threatening. He says it was confrontational, if not threatening. So he sort of suggests it was threatening, but doesn't actually come right out and say it was threatening. And it wasn't really even about my case. So I wasn't really getting in touch with him about my particular case. I was just sort of, it was an open letter. It was posted on freekeen.com, and here it is. Mr. Burke, earlier today I'd intended to tell you of my appreciation for some of the decisions you've made recently. I'll do so now as I have the opportunity. I'd like to thank you for your recent not guilty decision in Nick Ryder's speeding case, where he, these are all local activists that were essentially turned loose by this very same Mr. Burke. Your sensible decision to allow multiple recording devices into your court, allowing camera panning, and the reasonable ways you handled Russell Canning and David Cruz's driving without registration cases. Also, a while back, I was pleased with how you handled David Manning's illegal U-turn situation. You appear to be a reasonable man, and I hope this letter finds you in an approachable mood. Before, was it threatening so far, Mark?
Yeah, I'm not hearing the threatening.
Before I continue, I'd like
confrontational?
Right. Before I continue, I'd like to apologize for the rather unusual situation you've been put in. I don't know you, but I'd like to imagine that in your private life you're a very nice man who's appreciated by your many friends and family. The situation I refer to is one you're probably already aware of. I imagine you've been advised on the fact that liberty activists have been moving to town here in Keene. You've no doubt noticed us in your courtroom, as most of us remain seated when you enter. I hope you understand, we're just doing our jobs. One of our jobs is to stand up, or in this case sit, in support of others who are being targeted for consensual crimes. Unfortunately, we don't have enough numbers to operate regular sittings in your court. Otherwise, you'd see us outside the occasion when your business associates decide to do their business with one of our friends or associates. Now, I realize your business associates are just doing their jobs, and you're just doing your job as judge of Keene District Court. Unfortunately, the job you're doing is playing a decisive role, that of judge, in the part of a system that leads to the harming of uncounted innocent lives. I've admittedly not researched your case history, but I am familiar with my personal experience observing cases in your courtroom. I know for certain that you have been the man whose decisions have resulted in peaceful people having their freedom stripped from them by men with guns who put them in cages. This I do not appreciate, and I know I'm not alone. I can promise you, now that's not a threat, that's a promise, that more liberty activists will be coming to Keene. As you can tell,
right. It's a threat. People will be moving to Keene.
Yep. As you can tell from your experience, this means things are going to change more than they already have. I'd like to make an unsolicited suggestion as to how to handle these changes. Please stop hearing cases that do not involve a victim.
Where's this threatening? Where's this confrontational?
I continue here. There's a little more. We'll share that with you and your calls about what you want at 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company corporation. 1-800-495-8033.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the company corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-495-8033. 1-800-495-8033. That's 1-800-495-8033.
Phase 1 of the insiders' plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can get on the air by dialing toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Hey, you've heard about some of the activism going on here in New Hampshire. You want to know more? You want to meet some of those great activists? Most of them are going to be at the Liberty Forum. Plus, a lot of great liberty-oriented luminaries. Head over to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more, get signed up, get the early bird discount, and get the extra 10% off by using our special discount code. It's 2009FTL, 2009FTL. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live from the Liberty Forum. It's happening in wonderful Nashua, New Hampshire. And we're going to be there and hoping to see you there as well. You'll get to meet all kinds of great activists, many of the people that have already moved to New Hampshire, many people who are considering moving, like you perhaps, and some people that, again, liberty-oriented luminaries like Glenn Jacobs, WWE's Kane, also Richard Heller from the Heller versus DC gun decision, Will Buchanan from the Walk for Liberty is going to be there, and many more still to be announced. Get all the details, get signed up at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. This is where the activism is. This is where liberty is happening. You need to be here, and the Liberty Forum, I think, will help convince you that this is the best place to be, and you'd be surrounded by the best people. The activists in this movement are the best I've ever seen. I can't think of a better word to describe them than the best. They're just awesome. I mean, if it weren't for them and the rest of you out there that aren't necessarily here yet, if it weren't for you, I might still be sitting in a prison cell right now. So thank you to everybody that helped out. And to those of you who are critical, I've heard Julia told me that apparently some of the Friday morning quarterbacks or Monday morning quarterbacks on the Free Talk Live BBS are talking about how Ian should have stuck it out, should have stayed in prison for 93 days and told the judge to go F himself or whatever. I haven't read any of the threads yet, but I've heard that they're out there.
No matter what, there's always going to be somebody who, you know, second guesses the way they do it. But I think that you being out now just goes to show that the bureaucrats can't do anything right.
They
can't even throw a man in prison for 93 days.
I'd like to point out that one of the people in the chat room says this. I think it's a great point. He says, I'm not sure how anyone can be disappointed if they haven't done the same or more. So it's really easy for you to sit there, if you're one of the complainers, and sit there and tap away on your keyboard. It's another thing entirely for you to go out and do some non-cooperation and civil disobedience yourself. So you can say, well, I toughed it out longer than Ian did. And you know what? If you do it in the face of your girlfriend telling you that she's not eating and that she isn't able to work, well, I don't know what you're thinking, really. Because to me, my loved ones are number one in my life, and my activism comes second. I'm sorry, that's just how it is. And I had to do what I thought was right for my family, and Julia is my family. So I won't apologize for it at all. 800-259-9231. If you want to leave your loved ones out in the cold, then that's your business. 800-259-9231. We continue here with this letter that was written to Edward Burke. He is the so-called justice of the Keene District Court. Now, I wrote this after the arraignment, immediately after the arraignment, wrote this up because I was inspired and because they told me I couldn't. So, of course, I did. And he called it confrontational, if not threatening, in his order that he wrote about the contempt of court situation. But so far, Mark, you haven't really necessarily identified the threatening portions.
I'm really not finding it. The closest thing I can hear to a threat is that more free staters, more liberty activists will be moving to the area, so you can expect more of what you're seeing now.
Right, and I made a suggestion. I said I'd like to make an unsolicited suggestion on how to handle these changes, because things are changing, buddy. So here's how you can deal with it. Please stop hearing cases that don't involve a victim. If you do this, you'd likely never see another liberty activist in your courtroom again. Plus, you'd be saving a lot of people a significant amount of money and time. And by that, I meant the poor victims of his that have been paying out hundreds and hundreds of dollars in fines for things like, you know, possession of alcohol, possession of marijuana, various other non-real crimes that involve consenting adults. How many thousands upon hundreds of thousands of dollars have been extracted from the people of Keene, New Hampshire, and the surrounding areas by this man?
And it's funny. It's not even the people, not even just the people that they're thrown in for drugs. You got to remember, there's a new bond for a larger county jail. You said 90% of the guys you talked to were in there for drugs.
BOP on an original drug charge.
Right. If they wouldn't be throwing these guys in jail, they wouldn't need a new jail in the first place.
So true.
They're extracting millions of dollars from people in Keene, New Hampshire for this nonsense, and we don't need this.
Did I hear the new jail only holds like 25 more people? That was the rumor going around the jail, at least. And if that's true, it's crazy. Anyway, let me continue here. I said to him in the letter, I said, well, you'd be saving a lot of people money and time. I understand that part of your job is probably to raise revenue for the city of Keene. However, I'd rather your job be arbitrating disputes involving allegedly damaged parties and awarding restitution, or in extreme cases, incarcerating. If that describes the job you were doing, people would likely be singing your praises rather than protesting. If you choose to continue to hear cases involving consensual crimes, prepare yourself for more activists paying more attention to the job you do. Is that a threat? The liberty movement in New Hampshire is decentralized. I cannot control nor predict the actions of those activists who choose to focus their efforts in Keene. You can expect all kinds of peaceful outreach and protest. Peaceful. Making very clear. Peaceful. We're changing hearts and minds. Perhaps yours will be included. Many of us have a vision for a 100% consensual society, and I invite you to learn more about how we can get from here to there. You have several choices. Those I can think of are listed here from best to worst. This is what I was telling him, that you're going to have some options, and here are some of them. Number one, stop hearing cases without a victim. This choice allows you to make history as the first government judge to only decide cases against those who have harmed others. Peaceful people will retain their freedom, time, and money, and will all be wealthier as a result. Or he could choose number two, continue enforcing bad laws. This is sort of the status quo of what was happening prior to Friday. where this description here, while being more reasonable in a few cases involving liberty activists, their friends and associates, this option does buy you and the state some time. You get to continue business as usual and minimize bad publicity. Rest assured, the activists will keep coming in anyway, and government people will eventually have to start doing business just like the rest of us on a consensual basis. And finally, the third choice for Mr. Burke is to crack down on liberty activists, which is apparently what he chose.
Well, I mean, the funny thing is he did one of the things that you said that he had to choose from.
Yes, he
did. Here are your choices, sir. And he chose one.
While this option would likely satisfy some in the short term, for instance, this morning, one of my associates overheard one of your security bureaucrats suggesting that liberty activists all be thrown in jail. It would only result in a very short-term existence for the legitimacy of the state. Like Obi-Wan in Star Wars, if you strike us down by putting us in cages, our ranks will grow stronger and faster than you can imagine. I hope you make the right choice. The world is watching. Ian Freeman, FreeKeen.com blogger. P.S. A portion of the appreciation I described in the first paragraph was going to be the fourth sentence I spoke to you today, but you interrupted right before I got to it. I fully expected to be interrupted, so I'm sorry I didn't make it the first sentence. So that was the confrontational almost, or his terms were a confrontational, if not threatening letter that I sent to his home, which apparently is illegal. Apparently, freedom of speech, anybody? Apparently, you don't have the freedom in New Hampshire, probably every other state, to send a letter to the home of a judge. Well, it wasn't written to Justice Burke. It was written to Mr. Edward Burke. I wasn't writing to him in his capacity as a judge.
Well, yeah, he did. I mean, the letter is there talking about him being a judge.
Well, that's true, but it's talking about him as a man, doing what he does as a judge and making the right choice instead of continuing to harm others. That's all I was asking him to do. Just do the right thing. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. In other news here, also from FreeKeen.com, you can read that letter and comment over at FreeKeen.com, but Dale from Anarchy in Your Head also wrote something up, and I barely even had a chance to scratch the surface on all the various different blog posts out there, and thank you for everybody who did whatever sort of coverage they did on the Internet. Thanks again to everybody who participated in the activism, calling and doing what you needed to do, contacting your friends. I don't even know the extent of what you all did out there because there are so many of you who stepped up, and thank you. I'm so grateful, and of course, if you come out here and you join this movement, you'll have people backing you up. And I would have been out at Lauren Canario's protest over on Sunday, but unfortunately I was in a cage at that time. I understand the police were harassing them over at Lauren Canario's, the jail that they've got her in on federal charges. So I don't know what happened there. Anyway, here's what Dale wrote over at FreeKeen.com, an article called Thank You, Mr. Burke. The video shows Ian being ordered, arrested by Mr. Burke within a minute of walking into the room and within seconds of Ian opening his mouth to speak. Free speech be damned. Then Ian's led into another room where nothing can be filmed or audio recorded. Public trial by one's peers be damned. Then Ian is sentenced to 90 days for one of the most vague and sweeping of charges, contempt of court. Just punishment be damned. He got 3 days for the charge he was there to answer for, a code violation for failing to force his tenants to remove their couch from their yard. More on the way about this, and if you've got a call, we'll sneak that in as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. there are 16 large hermetically sealed non-hybrid open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-330-8491. 1-800-330-8491. Call now. 1-800-330-8491. 1-800-330-8491.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call if you make it right now at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board for as little as $3 a month. We can take that money and reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country and around the world, and help spread the message of freedom and liberty, because really, the time is now. We really need to get active as possible and get as many people on board with this message as we possibly can. Free Talk Live is an important part of that, but it's only one prong in a very multi-pronged media approach. There are other great programs out there that also deserve your support. Free Minds TV, our friends Toby and Nick over there, Gardner Goldsmith at the Liberty Conspiracy, so many other great people out there. Of course, some wonderful websites. There's so much to talk about, so much activism that has just brewed up from the result of one person doing something, and happened to be me, the most recent example, but there's always some new bit of activism going on here in New Hampshire, which helps inspire other activists to do other activism in various different ways, and it's such a great decentralized movement. There's so much happening, it's almost impossible to cover it all, and I think that's a great problem to have. So we need more media to help cover all the various different activism that's going on. We're talking about the Freedom Couch situation, and reading a story posted over at freekeen.com by our friend Dale from anarchyinyourhead.com. He's one of our bloggers over at Freekeen. And he's talking about his experiences being in the court. He was one of the few observers that managed to show up in the middle of the workday to come out to this so-called trial, which was nothing more than it was just a stage show.
Railroading.
One of the worst examples of railroading you've ever seen. Well, let me continue.
And you can see it at freekeen.com.
You can see the video, part of it at least. Anyway, he says, I got a feeling that Mr. Burke, who's the justice up there, and his violent enforcers were disappointed. My suspicions seemed to be validated that he had plans to arrest a lot more innocent people that day when an unusual announcement was made before he entered that anyone who didn't stand for him would be subject to sanction. It happened upon one of his enforcers on election day who expressed his eagerness to cuff me himself, or I happened upon, rather, he said, one of the court enforcers who expressed his eagerness to cuff me himself when he saw me in public and said he recognized me from the court. I'd attended several trials to support my liberty activist friends, and I never stand for those given the title judge by our unaccountable monopoly governments. When I asked what he would be arresting me for, since I hadn't broken any laws, he left me with the cryptic answer of, "You'll see." Now it seems clear to me what Mr. Burke and his thugs seem to have been planning for weeks, to use threats backed by real violence to crush the wills of anyone who would dare to question whether their system of justice is actually anything of the sort. I'm tired of hearing how this is about a couch. One of the most irrelevant things about the story is the couch. Another rather inconsequential part of the story is the couch enforcer. The enforcer was simply the pebble that started an avalanche. This case will be a classic for demonstrating the gun in the room, for showing the growing escalation of violence that must back even the most trivial of an authoritarian government's demands against those who will not obey, like a parking ticket or a questionable code violation. Ian was brutally silenced by that arrest. The members of their court monitor our activities, it's easy to see. Our communications and our activities are rather overtly open to the public. We like cameras, and we like speaking openly out in the light of day. Scheming and secretiveness are not parts of our nature. The members of the court knew the questions Ian was going to ask. They had plenty of time to prepare answers. Ian was silenced because he was about to ask a series of questions that would be very difficult for their court to answer and sound reasonable. He was going to ask questions that would make people think, possibly make them see the courts in a very different light. He was about to ask those questions on camera for video that would maybe be made into a documentary. To Mr. Burke, thank you for showing the violent nature of monopolistic governments. Thank you for helping to wake people up to the fact that arbitrarily established institutions of consolidated power do not consolidate morality or truth. Thank you for demonstrating why no system can work when there is no one to watch the watchers. Thank you for crystallizing the inherent paradox of expecting a supremely powerful monopoly to be accountable to anyone. How there can be no meaningful checks and balances on power from the inside of a monopoly on violence. Thank you for showing us that you're accountable to no one, certainly not the citizenry that you ostensibly serve. Thank you for pointing out the gun in the room. Thank you for being one of the most effective recruiters for the Free State Project and particularly for the liberty movements into the Keene area. It's unfortunate that you had to do it at such a cost to the occupants of the Keene area who had their hard-earned money confiscated, ostensibly to do things like protect them from real violent criminals. Instead, their stolen money is being used to apply hugely disproportionate punishments to innocent people in order to protect your facade of authority. Let this be fair warning to anyone who thinks they might want to work for real liberty and justice. Expressing your true beliefs openly and honestly in this country can make you a target to the people with a monopoly on violence. If you aren't prepared for the potential consequences, tuck your tail between your legs and hang your head low, particularly on public prop. I mean on the state's property. Hand over your money when they demand it. Kiss their boots when they demand it. You don't have to mean it, but you have to act as if you do. After a while, you'll start to believe it. In the meantime, perhaps you can give a convincing performance. As for me, my acting sucks. Ralph Waldo Emerson, while walking by the jailhouse, said to Thoreau through the window, "Henry, what are you doing in there?" To which Thoreau replied, "The right question is, Ralph, why are you out there?" 1-800-259-9231 again. Not everybody is ready for this. Not everybody is in a situation in their life where they can do non-cooperation and civil disobedience, which is why this movement is so vast. If you can't do this, if there's too much on the line for you, support the activist fund that's going to be coming out to help support these non-cooperative activists, many of whom are willing to go further than even I was, like Lauren Canario or Russell Canning, for instance, or get involved in the political system. Attempt to change the system. It might be possible. It looks like some of the political activists are having some real success here in New Hampshire. Or get involved in the media. Get out there, create your own blog, create your own television show here in New Hampshire or radio program, whatever. Get out there and get your thoughts out there in front of other people's minds so they can start to change theirs. This is going to happen, but it's only going to happen with your help. And if you don't help out, then it's going to happen slower. And if you want to sit out there and critique it, well, that's fine. We'll be here doing all the hard work. Thank you very much. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So there are so many different ways for you to get involved in this movement, whether you're even in New Hampshire or not. whether it's financially or with your boots on the ground doing activism, you know, in the streets or in the courtrooms or whatever. Feel out, find out, think about it, and find out what's best for you. Better yet, get here to New Hampshire, plug into the various different activist scenes here, and feel out what's best for you, and get out there and do it.
You know, there's a lot that can be done. Six people have been elected to, the Free State Project members have been elected to the New Hampshire State House. I think New Hampshire was picked in 2003 or 2004, so it shows you just how quickly they've managed to do just that. Six people in the House now, who knows how many later. Free State Project members are going to infiltrate the government at all levels, and then what? What's going to happen?
Who knows?
This is the only state that has any hope. Wherever you are, whatever sort of government agency is over you, think about it. Is it doing anything but growing and getting more invasive and taking more money from you year after year? The fact is, when they brought in the income tax in the United States in 1913, they talked about putting a cap on it of 4%. But people argued against it because they said, we wouldn't want to put such a high number on it. They don't want to put such a high number on the, a limit to the income tax, because then it would just get to 4% right away.
Wow.
Look what happened, people. The fact is, the government is going to grow. The only way it can grow is by forcibly extracting money from you. You know as well as I do that everything it does, every single thing it does, is incompetent, inefficient, and costs way too much.
And backed
by
violence.
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
Are you going to leave this world to your kid?
And backed by violence. Even the most benign-sounding sort of piece of government ordinance, like couch in the yard, all backed up by the threat of throwing you in a jail cell, men with guns throwing you there.
And they'll send their own dupe out to get you. That's what happened with you. They sent their own government official out to get you.
So, by the way, I'd like to add in here, I'm not sure what to do about this Michaela Engert character, the person who started this whole cycle of violence upon me, the woman who is apparently a central planning bureaucrat working for the city of Keene. She's kind of cute. I'm looking here at jailedactivist.info. They got a picture of her there, and I guess maybe that's
behind,
an older picture.
Behind her beautiful face lies an evil mind, my friend.
She said,
the fact is, you should do nothing about this.
Yeah, I'm not going
and
to.
And people that are going, they're apparently doing things because her profile's been pulled down all over the internet.
Oh, yeah.
I can only guess why.
She had various different profiles all over the internet, various different websites. They've all been removed. Jailedactivist.info has a lot of it archived.
Life's stinking for her right now.
She's got their phone number. Is posted there, and email address. I'm sure a lot of people have gotten in touch with her, but I think if I hear her on the radio again, which she comes on occasionally on the talkback show here in Keene, I think I'll call and forgive her. I think that's what I'll do.
It's a big thing to do.
Yeah.
So it's the right thing to do.
I'll forgive her for being violent against me, and I'll pledge to her that I will never threaten her over what she decides to do on her private property. Let's go on screen.
That's more than she'd do for you.
Yep, let's go on screen to the amp line. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, and sorry for hanging up earlier, but I was at work.
George, you got 20 seconds. Go, dude.
Yeah, congratulations on getting out of jail. I just wanted to correct Mark and Guard on the killdozer thing from Saturday's show about the guy wasn't stopped by the government. What happened was he ran the building, he got stuck, he couldn't get out, so he shot himself in the head, and it took the government 12 hours to cut him out.
Wow, there you go. Talking about the killdozer, definitely not the solution. Violence, not the answer. We have very... Thank you, George, for the call, by the way. Violence, not the solution. We will achieve liberty through peaceful means, but hopefully you'll come and help us, because with your assistance, it will happen sooner rather than later, and then we can all be free. How's that sound? FreeStateProject.org. Go get more information there. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at FreeTalkLive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Wake up!